Our reading from Proverbs this week, as I was looking at a proverb to share with you in chapter 18, verse 21, I happened to glance up to a proverb that was always special to me and kind of made light about it in some ways, but it's in chapter 18, verse 17. And it says, any story sounds true until someone sets the record straight. And what made me think about that is because sometimes somebody will tell a story or they'll say this, did you hear about so-and-so and all that? And the story sounds, wow, that's really convincing until you hear the other side. Isn't that true with life and all these things? Yeah, it sounds so. Wanted to share that one. But the one that I was going to really share was in verse 21. And it says, those who love to talk will experience the consequences, for the tongue can kill or nourish life. That's consequences. Consequences both good and bad. Words may appear to be harmless at times, and little containers that maybe carry little ideas and thoughts, how we can put words. God created the heavens and the earth, and he said, let there be light, and there was light. So if God's words were that powerful to create, you can imagine how powerful our words can be, both good or bad. The problem with words is once you put them out there, they're out there, and you can't take them back. You can say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say it that way or this way. And if it's the wrong kind of word, it sticks. So be careful. Think before we speak. I think that's what our parents taught us. Because our words can destroy a mate's self-esteem or a child's sense of personal value. With our own words, we can tear ourselves down. Did you ever know that you can beat yourself up with your own words? Yeah. Repeating negative things and discouraging things or simply things that are untrue. So with our words, we can discourage or frighten others or destroy their reputation. Our words may be evil and thus violate God's holy ways. Words bring consequences as surely as actions do. So we need to really pay attention to words. Words are important. Meanings of words are important. In our society today, we're changing meanings of words. Things that used to mean one way, now they don't mean that way anymore. Some things that meant to uplift, now tear down. It's crazy. So anyhow, that's why we have the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that keeps us in check, if you would.